From KUOW Seattle, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Last May, the Boy Scouts of America said they would allow homosexual boys to be Boy Scouts. But the organization has been firm on its stance against gay troop leaders. So when Reverend Monica Corsaro picked out Jeffrey McGrath, an openly gay man, to lead her church's newly chartered Troop 98, the national organization took action. The Boy Scouts revoked Jeffrey McGrath's Scoutmaster title. However, he continues to lead the Scouts at Rainier Beach United Methodist Church.
Last Friday, the church received a letter from the Boy Scouts that said it can no longer house an official Boy Scout troop. The notice said that, and I quote, Troop 98 is no longer an authorized chartered organization and may no longer use the scouting program or any of its registered marks or brands, unquote. So what does this mean for the boys and young men who are currently part of Troop 98? Reverend Monica Corsaro is pastor at Rainier Beach United Methodist, and Reverend Corsaro joins me now. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thanks for being with us. You knew Jeffrey McGrath was gay when you chose him to be the troop leader, even though the Boy Scouts don't allow homosexual leaders. Why choose him?
Well, we at Rainier Beach United Methodist Church are an all-inclusive church. So while the Boy Scout policy in one of their sections says that, in another one of their sections it says that they honor the tenets and the religious beliefs of their chartering partner, and that's who and what we are. And so I could not not go by our own beliefs and our own tenets to honor a policy of another one. So we welcomed him openly. And what was more important for us is he himself is an Eagle Scout, a Master's of Social Work, so really good with kids, and has the passion and compassion to want to work with young kids.
Well, that explains why your commitment to him, after he had his Scoutmaster title revoked, why keep him on?
That's right, because it fits the culture of who we are at Rainier Beach United Methodist Church, and it fits the culture of Rainier Beach. We can't honestly serve a community and not accept and welcome all of the community that we are in.
You've got 15 Scouts right now in your troop?
That's right. That's right.
What kinds of conversations are you having with them and their families about what's gone on?
Well, they've really gotten emboldened. I mean, one of our families has two dads. So if you want to believe that it feels personal, it feels very personal for that family. So they've all become very emboldened around Jeffrey and around our church and around the troop. The kids have really bonded with one another. They want to stay together, and they want to stay at Rainier Beach United Methodist Church.
Are any of those kids gay, do you know?
None that I know of. Nope.
I'm speaking with Reverend Monica Corsaro. She's pastor at the Rainier Beach United Methodist Church, and that church houses Boy Scout Troop 98, and they found out last Friday that the Boy Scouts of America was disaffiliating them because their Scoutmaster, Jeffrey McGrath, is openly gay. Reverend, current Scouts have the option, as I understand it, of either staying with Troop 98 or joining another official Boy Scout troop. Do you have any sense of what these 15 Scouts are going to do?
All 100% are staying with us.
I know that this top echelon, I'm not a Boy Scout, but I've read that Eagle Scout is it. That's the pinnacle. Do you happen to have any men, young men in your troop that are working on that certification?
We do. We do. So, yes. And, you know, and I'm learning. There's a lot of steps to that. So they're at their beginning steps.
Do they still get to pursue this even though Troop 98 is no longer an official Boy Scout troop?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. As you have rightly said, we received the letter on Friday, and for we Christians, that was Good Friday, and that's not been lost on us with our sense of humor at Rainier Beach. And now we're living into Easter and Resurrection, so we have we haven't had time to really kind of sit and go over nuts and bolts. I think kind of what we've been doing together is the emotional stuff. And reassuring our families and our young men that they indeed get to stay together and get to choose to stay at Rainier Beach. That all of the families received a letter also from BSA, and so kind of assuming that they would move to another troop, but all of them are refusing.
Hmm. Well, so the troop lives on, whether it's a Boy Scout of America or Boy Scouts of Rainier Beach. Reverend Monica Corsaro is pastor at Rainier Beach United Methodist Church, and the church found out last week that the Boy Scouts of America was disaffiliating with Troop 98 because the leader is openly gay. Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you.
It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds.